But speaking of Jerry firing Jason, joining us now on the ticket is a deep throat informant who says that he was in the room at the Star when Jerry delivered the news in person to Jason that he would no longer be the Cowboys head coach. We've had to disguise this deep throat informant's voice in order to protect his or her identity. Good morning, deep throat informant.
Yes.
Thank you for your courage.
The end came rapidly and swiftly for the gay rat. Jerry had tried to fire the Garrett multiple times throughout the week. But the gay rat would use the techniques of ultramodern to get out of it before the deed was done.
Interesting.
Sometimes Garrett would reach over in the middle of Jerry's speech and pull the fire alarm. He did that twice. Another time, Jason lifted his smart cell phone to his ear after dialing 911, and he swatted Jerry mid-sentence. Another time, Garrett hired circus elephants to do tricks while Jerry was trying to fire him, knowing that Jerry would get distracted by the funny tricks with the big yoga ball.
Yeah, I could see Jerry getting distracted.
Very elaborate.
But last night, Jerry finally won their chess match. He tricked Jason by sending him a telegram from Publishers Clearinghouse telling him that he had won $1 trillion.
A trillion?
Of inheritance from a distant aunt by leaving his business card in a fishbowl at the register of a Denny's. It was a convoluted premise, but it made Jason show up to the Star to claim his winnings at nightfall, as was instructed by the telegram.
That's about right. About 6 o'clock, that matches up.
When Garrett showed up, the Star was dark except for one light in Jason's old office at the end of the hall. Jason moved quietly and suspiciously down the passageway, placing the heel of his palm over the pistol on his utility belt for assurance. He called out into the dark, "Publishers Clearinghouse, are you in there?" But there was no response. As Jason moved cautiously through the doorway of his own office, it was then, and only then, that the audience sees a Jerry Jones suspended above the doorway.
The audience.
Ready to pounce. Jason looked toward his desk and saw, sitting in his chair, a creepy marionette doll of a clown. His eyes go wide, and he knows it's a setup.
Oh.
At that moment, Jerry Jones let out a primitive war cry that was heard in 5 counties, 9 adjacent.
Huh.
And descended onto Jason like a spider monkey. Jason's gun fired wildly around the room.
Dangerous.
As the scuffle began.
Scuffle?
Jerry clinged to Jason's back, and Garrett slammed Jerry into various china cabinets lining the room.
Oh.
Jerry scratched at Jason's face tearing off his headset and pulling out clumps of red hair.
Why was he wearing his headset?
Still had it on.
That made it look like Jerry had been fighting an orangutan on chemo. Their fight spilled out into the Trinity River Forest, 40 miles away.
I was going to say, that's not very close.
Where they briefly lost track of each other and fashioned medieval weapons out of old bones they found. Finally, in a dramatic conclusion, they found each other in front of John Neely Bryant's cabin. Where Dallas began.
Yeah, or so we think.
Jason got the better of the Elder Jones and held a pointed stick at Jerry's jugular as he lay on the ground.
Jeez.
Jerry struggled to grab something from his waistband, and just before Jason could plunge the stick through Jerry's neck, Jerry whipped a piece of paper to Jason's waiting hand. A printout of a statement on fake papyrus.
Oh, that's where it came from.
Used too many ampersands. That confirmed the battle was over.
That's what we saw on their Twitter page.
Yeah.
And now, and only now, for the first time in human history, Jason Garrett is no longer the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
All of that.
For like a million years before he was hired, he was also not the head coach.
It's so emotional that I cannot speak of it anymore.
What about the next head coach? What did you hear from Jerry on that?
It was too much for him.
Well, there he goes. Best we can tell. Deep throat informant there at the Star.